We are learning Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Chav Dalet Omad Beis, and we're beginning the last two lines of Chav Dalet Omad Aleph. We are continuing where it says in the Mishnah Chumra that it says by Kodesh, if one hand becomes Tomei, the other hand becomes Tomei as well. And we learned from Rav Shizbi, that means Dafka Bechiburim, that means if the hand that's Tar is touching Kodesh, and then the hand that's Tomei touches the hand that's Tar while the Tar is touching the Kodesh, Allah is, it's Tomei. But if just the hand that's Tomei touches the hand that's Tar, and then the hand that's Tar touches the Kodesh, it will not be Tomei. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara slugged it up. And we'll see the next Gemara, Shlach HaShav Yechanan are going with the Madiyam who argues on Rav Shizbi. Zok the Gemara, Itmanami, Omra Shlakash, Loi Shonu, this whole halacha that we said, that if one hand is Tomei and it touches the other hand becomes Tomei as well for Kodesh, is Ella Yodai, it touches your hand. That means if Reuven, one of his hands are Tomei, and he touches Shimon's hand not become Tomei. It's only if Reuven touches his other hand, is it Tomei. Rav Yechon Amar, Echaz Yodai, Echad Yodai ve'Echad Yad Chaveira. First of all, Sai his hand, Sai his friend's hand, will become Tomei from his hand. And two other halachas regarding this. First of all, Ba'isa Hayad. It has to be Dafka, that hand that's Tomei, touched the friend's hand. But if Reuven's right hand that was Tomei touches his left hand, which is Tahar, now that left hand became Tomei. Now that left hand touched a friend's hand, it does not become Tomei. Dafka ba'oisa yad. And a third thing Reuven points out is lifsol avloi l'tamei. This halacha that the hand makes the other hand Tomei, or the friend's hand Tomei, it's only to make that hand a puzzle, that it can be puzzle kaidish, but not that it can make Kodesh Tomei. That means the other hand that becomes Tomei only becomes Tomei to Pasul Kodesh, and it makes it basically a Shlishi, but not to make it into a Sheni. That means the other hand that's touched by the hand that's Tomei becomes a Shlishi and not a Sheni. So that's the halacha that Rav Yechon says. Rav Shlaka said, no, only Yad Shaloi v'lo Yad Chaveiru. So Rav Yechon makes a riot to his halacha that it's even Yad Chaveiru, because with the Tani Seifa, it says in the Mishnah, the Lashon is like this. The first part of the Mishnah on this halacha says that the two hands are Tomei. The Lashon goes like this. It says, V'chumim nitmas achas miyodav chavrta tahira, uv'kodesh matvul shneim. So already said both hands are Tomei. Then it says, Shayad v'tame is chavrta v'kodesh avloi v'chuma. Why does it have to repeat that over? M'may, we're telling you, say, Shayad v'tame chavrta v'kodesh avloi v'chuma hasu lamli. Why do you have to repeat that over? Hatanale Reisha, where he's in the Reisha, they're both Atami. Elav Shmami, no, Allah Suya Yad Chaveiro, to teach us Yad Chaveiro. The even touch Yad Chaveiro also becomes Tami. Varfa Shlokosh Hadabe, Yoyno Amrav Ami, or Shlokosh, Echad Yodoi, Echad Yad Chaveiro, but Oisei Hayad, in that hand, Livsol of Loyla Tame. Livsol and not to be Matame, which means, again, that hand that's Tame makes the other hand into Shlishi, and even Yad Chaveiro as well. Now, the Mishnah that says those two things, if you learn like Rav Shizbi, then it means something else. Because if you're Rav Shizbi, you read it like this. So, V'chumah mitmas achas miyadav chavrta tahira. The other one's tahar. V'kayz matvul shneim. You have to be tahir both of them. Why? Because just in case, Shayah mitame is chavrta v'kayz v'chumah means b'chiburim. Because it's mitame b'chiburim. Shayah mitame is chavrta v'kayz v'loy v'chumah, which means that it's Dom b'chiburim, that's the extra part. But according to us, Rav Yechon and Shlokos, who argue on Rav Shizbi, don't need b'chiburim, so what's his extra point? Shayah mitame is chavrta v'kodesh v'lo v'chumah. What it means is that even Yad Chaveir. Now this halacha that we have here, and Shaila really, if it's possible or tame, this other hand, the first hand is a sheni, and the second hand becomes a shlishi, or it becomes a sheni. He says, the Gemara says, v'chalikas tanoim. V'lif shalo tame tanoim, v'chalikas tanoim. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Mesechus Yedayim, Kol ha-poisel b'tshuma metame yedayim liyos shniyos. Anything that poisel b'tshuma, which means a sheni, is metame yedayim liyos shniyos. V'yad metame charvata. Kol poisel b'tshuma metame yedayim liyos shniyos. V'yad metame charvata. Any sheni makes a hand into a sheni, and that sheni is metame its other hand, which makes the other hand into a shlishi. Divir Rabbi Shua. And it cannot make the other hand Tomei. It can make the other hand into Sheini. So the Dik Vacham is my lav Sheini would lavidi. How Shlishi Avid, but makes it into Shlishi, which means it will make a Lifsal, which means the Shlishi can make a Kachim Pasal. So it sounds like the Tanakam Rabbi Shua holds that Yad Metamech Arvata, the Yad, which is a Sheni, makes the other hand a Sheni. And according to Chomim, it doesn't make it into a Sheni, but it sounds like it makes it into a Shlishi. So that's the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis, before, if we said, if you touch your other hand, is it a Tame, is it a Sheni, or it's a Shlishi? It's really Machlaikis of Shur and Chomim. So I'm going, no. From this Chacham, we see nothing. Maybe there's nothing. Maybe if it's a Tama Chavata, it makes it a Sheni. And if it doesn't, it doesn't at all. It doesn't make a Tama at all. Dilma loy Sheni, avle Shishi, it doesn't make a Sheni or a Shishi. Like Rashi says, the less blach, mild, the mestisim. Avman, the islay, someone who holds a fill of Tama islay, even comes a Sheni. So this is not the Chacham Tanayim. Marcia says, oh no, it's a different Chacham Tanayim, which we had in Amad Aleph. Elahani Tanayim, Elikahani Tanayim. Like these Chacham Tanayim, these Tanayim that argue like we had in Amad Aleph. Tanayim in the Braisa. Yad neguva, a dry hand, metame is charvato tame v'kayish v'lo truma. Dibbe Rebbe. Rebbe says that even a dry hand is metame charvato, is metame the other hand, and it becomes a sheni. It can make something else tame, and it can make something else tame to make kaidish impossible. That hand that touched the tummy hand only has a power to pasel and not the matame, which means it's only a shlishi and not the sheni. So this machlekes is machlekes tanoim, Rebbe and Reza Yehuda. This shaila that Rosh Lakish is going to say is really machlekes Rebbe and Reza Yehuda. The Mishnah says further, the second to last chumra of the Mishnah, it says oichlin neguvan v'yadayim musavos. So pasuk shaila means like this. That something that was not hechshel tuma, something a vegetable or fruit that did not become wet, the halacha is not makabel tuma. It never became hechshel, it's not makabel tuma. So the Mishnah says, oichlin oichlin aguvim b'dayim esavis. If you have tuma in your hands, you can eat truma as long as the food was never makabel, it was never hechshel tuma. Avaloi b'kaidish, but kaidish you can't eat even though it's not hechshel tuma. That's the Mishnah says. And the Gemara has a question on that. The Gemara asks, Tanya, Amrav Chanina, Ben Atignis, V'chiyesh Neguva L'Kaidesh. Is there an idea of Hechshu when it comes to Kachim? V'lechibas HaKaidesh Mechshorasa. Melech is the Chiba of Kaidesh, which means the love we have for Kaidesh, that alone gives it a Chashivas, and it's Hochshu L'Toma just by that alone. It's Hochshu L'Toma just by the Chibas HaKaidesh alone. And therefore, the Shaila is, What's the saying? It's not a chumrah over truma of a kodesh. They both need hechsher. Just by kodesh, the chibas of kodesh is machsherit. It's not called a chumrah. It's not talking apples to apples. Because avada, it needs hechsher. Just chibas of kodesh, or is it mech? It gives it a chashivas of hechsher and it's a makabel tuma. So that's why you can't eat it with tuma digger hand. So what's the plan on our mishnah? And for the gemara, loy tzricha. Enichnam, you're right. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a whole different thing. We're talking like this. Because talk of lechaveir l'seich piv, he put the kachim into his hands. Someone else whose hands were tahar put it into this person whose hands were tameh, put it into his mouth. So it means the guy whose tameh did not touch it, did not touch the kachim, was put straight into his mouth. Oy, shetachavu alatzmei b'kushav karko, who used a straw, which was not dava makabel tameh, it was pshutik li'etz, he used that to stick it into the food and stick it into his mouth without making it tameh. So there's no problem so far. Ubikish lechot snoin ubatzel shachu nimam. He wants to eat together with it a tznoin, a radish, or an onion of chulin. So lik kodesh, we said, don't eat any chulin now. Why? We're worried that he might stick his finger into his mouth while he's sticking the food into his mouth, and he'll by mistake touch the kachim that's in his mouth, and his hands are tamei. He'll make a tamei. L'chumah l'gozabonon, by chumah we're not gozer, so only gozer by kodesh. Shema, like Rashi says, shema yiga. But your pendiga yod of musa avos boichle kaiyush shebefiv. He might touch the kachim in his mouth. Mashenke machu, we're not choishish. I can ask me. So what's this business of neguvim in the Mishnah? Explains Rashi that if the chulin, we're talking about chulin. If the chulin was wet, the problem is like this: when the person picks up the chulin that's wet, it becomes tamei, because the halacha is mashkin from yadayim will become a rishon. His yadayim is a sheni, and mashkin touches yadayim becomes a rishon. Now the rishon makes the chulin tame, the chulin becomes a sheni, and then when the chulin goes into the mouth, will touch the kachim. So you can't put the chulin into your mouth then. So if it's the guvim, then you can put the chulin into your mouth. It's only a chash by kachim. You might stick your finger into your mouth, which by kachim is also chumah's mutter. Mashenkin, if it was wet, then even by chumah be also. Why? Because the mashke becomes a Rishon, it makes the chulin, the tznoin, into a sheni, and that will thou touch the kachim or the truma and make it tameis. Therefore, by something that's a guvim, chulin that's a guvim, by kachim you can't eat it. And by truma, you could eat it. And what's the chash? You might stick a finger in. And why it's in a guvim? Because if it would be wet, then even by truma will be a problem. The last chumra of the Mishnah is, a'oinim chusakapurim. These have to be titled the kachim, not for truma. My timer. Kimin da ada idn have a sira tzrichirim on tvila. That means, a'oinim, and someone who lost a relative and it's that day. And chusakapurim means a zava, you led this, a zava did not bring his kabbana. He said, he not eat kachim. So the a'oinim and chusakapurim can't eat kachim. So therefore, he has to be tovel. We'll explain in a second why. Masha ain't came by truma, since they're allowed to eat truma, therefore, chusuk purim is mutter b'truma, and oiner is mutter b'truma. Like Rashi speaks out, even though the oiner is also ma'isa sheni, but truma the mutter, and therefore, there's no din of tefillah. Now, why, if you usher to eat it, the ma'isa, they were tovel already. Why'd they have to be tovel again after they bring the carbon or after the oiner? So the Rambam explains, this is a lashon. Pnei ma hetzrichim tefillah. The Rambam is, in Perik Yerbeis, Hilchas Avos HaTumah, Halacha Tazval. The Rambam says like this, Pnei ma hetzrichim tefillah l'kodesh, sharei ad ata hayu asurim lechol es hakodesh, v'sichu daitan, v'shema nimtzu, v'shema nitmu, v'heim lo yadu. Maybe they became tummy, they didn't know about it. So the reason is, since they were asked to kachim this time, maybe they were siach das from watching themselves, and therefore they have to be tovel. But for chuma, they're allowed to eat. Obviously, you don't have to be tovel. So that's the last chumra that by oinu chuzakur has to be tovel. Why? Because maybe it's a siach das, because he couldn't eat kachim, therefore he has to be tovel. Masha inkein, to eat chuma, you don't have to be tovel before you eat chuma.